Ron, did you have anything?
Couple things. First of all, I'm sure it'll be touched on. Yesterday was an amazing day for Pearl County. Seeing that ribbon cutting at the Kettering ER was, I would just say, amazing. It's, I think, I don't know, it's pretty cool. I thought about it all night after walking through that place, and it's good to have it here. While people were excited. And then I do have one thing here I want to kind of do some clarification on from Monday's meeting. I reviewed the, I don't know if you guys read the transcripts, but I do. I read the transcripts, and a few things stood out to me. Probably the one thing that I read in here, I think we need to set something straight, because it keeps talking about economic development being self-sustainable. Mm-hmm. And that's almost impossible. I'm going to put it out there because I think we need to talk about it now. I've got some facts to back it up. I guess my question is probably to you, Denise, more than anything, would be, how can anything be self-sustainable when you don't generate revenue or have income?
But it does generate revenue. What do you think the Port Authority money is?
That is, well, but that's not... Okay, but I guess what I'm saying is, what if we don't get Port Authority money? If we don't support the partnership.
All I'm saying is that it was sold that it would be self-sustaining to the previous board. Now, if the previous board didn't ask how that was going to happen, that's on them. But it was sold to be self-sustaining. Meaning that it could generate its own income with things like the Port Authority.
Generating income is not self-sustaining. Self-sustaining is covering 100% of if you spend $100, you need to make $100.
That's the way it was sold.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that, and I've got notes because I want to go through this. Economic development works to grow and retain business, attract new business, and workforce development. There is no income generated from this for economic development. With that saying, if we go out and we get a new business.
Do you believe in the free market?
Preble County, if we go out and get a new business, the economic development partnership does not get any money from that.
And sometimes that can happen completely without the economic development partnership, all by itself, because of our capitalism.
Sure.
And our free market.
So I guess what I'm saying is, for economic development to take place, it's not ever going to be self-sustainable, period. And I'm going to back that up. So I guess, when I'm looking at it, we're not getting a paycheck. We don't see a dime to that if a new business comes in. But I guess, in reading through that, you talked about the Port Authority from Warren County. You said that they put in $75,000 to seed money in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know if Warren County puts any money into their economic development partnership, or their actually it's not a partnership, their economic development program?
I don't know one way or the other.
That's why I wanted to bring that up. So I talked to Martin Russell yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Technically, you said they put in $75,000. They actually put in $50,000 1 year and $50,000 the next.
Okay.
So they put in $100,000.
So the person I got my information from was incorrect. It was a county commissioner.
So they put in $50,000 2 years in a row.
Okay, so.
The Port Authority was designed as a sidearm of economic development.
Right.
It's not their economic development program. The reason I bring that up is Warren County General Fund puts in $300,000 a year into their economic development program. They're not self-sustaining. Would you consider Warren County a success from an economic development standpoint?
Yeah.
Okay. And they are putting $300,000 a year into their economic development program. I just wanted to let you know that. Now, with that said, the Port Authority Board has agreed, and you can talk to Russell Martin. I've got all these notes, but you can call him to confirm. The Port Board has agreed to put in $50,000 a year to the general fund. So they're netting out $250,000. Okay? This is what I would consider probably one of the most successful economic development programs in the area.
If they're not generating their own income, how is it that they're able to put income into the general fund?
Because they are generating revenue. They have no expenses. The Port Authority has no expenses. All of the personnel, wages, benefits, and everything come from the general fund. So the Port Authority technically has some money coming in, but has very little money going out. So it's growing. They have $1.3 million in their port authority right now. I asked Martin Russell, I said, is Warren County ED self-sustaining? And he said, absolutely not. Now, you're telling me that you expect Preble County Economic Development, right here in Preble County, we've got to be self-sustaining, but Warren County, one of the masters of this, is not self-sustaining.
I am saying that that's the way it was sold to the Board of County Commissioners, that it would be self-sustaining, and that the board members at that time said, let's go for this because it's going, with the idea that it's going to be self. Why are you shaking your head?
I've never heard that before.
Well, you haven't given me a chance
to find that information for me.
To look for that yet.
Well, I guess my only point is, if Warren County, it doesn't matter what people said. You know what? There's commissioners, that's why I'm sitting here, because I didn't agree with some of the things that the commissioners have done. But I guess my point is, it doesn't matter what they've said in the past. This is the facts. I've got their budget right here for you. Pass that down. I have one for each of you. So I guess my point is...
And I don't care what they do in Warren County.
Well, you just used them as an example the other day and said...
I did not say that they were self-sustaining. You showed me in the transcript where I said that Warren County was self-sustaining. I said that their commissioners put in $75,000, and I was mistaken. It was $100,000. But that's all the money that they have put in to the Port Authority,
right,
of the people's money, of their people's money.
You didn't even know that they were putting money into. You thought that the Port Authority was their economic.
No, I did not.
You just said you didn't know if they were putting money into their
Because I don't know what's going on in Warren County.
So don't use them as an example, because here's...
I'm talking about the Port Authority that we have an MOU with. I do understand how that works.
Quote,
I do not know what's going on with Warren County.
Quote from Denise Robertson. You realize the Port Authority, when Warren County created that, they put in seed money of $75,000, they haven't put another dime in. And Chris says, uh-huh. And you say, so to me, if it continues that it relies almost solely on taxpayer money, then that's the kind of problem. It can't sustain sustain itself without subsidizing with people's money. I kind of have an issue with that. You thought that Warren County's economic development program was sustaining.
No, we're talking about the Port Authority.
The Port Authority is not economic development.
And I didn't say why.
We don't have a Port Authority, so why would...
That's why we have an MOU.
I made my point, but I'm telling you
right now. I'm telling you right now that the Port Authority money is taxpayer money, that if we're spending the people's money in this county, and the MOU was to draw income into our economic development department that was sold to be self-sustaining. And I will find you that meeting where it was talked about. But
it's not ever going to be self-sustaining.
I'm saying that we can, if it's going to create income, then why should we spend more of the people's money when it can generate its own income in the general fund, and the people's money that we represent can pay less. So all I'm saying is that it was sold as being self-sustaining. How it was sold.
I love the way you think, and that would be awesome. But you know, we're not selling anything. We're going out and making the partnerships, making Preble County a better place. And I believe in that 100%. And I guess...
Well, I don't like the insinuation that I don't believe that the county should be better. I think the county... I am a supporter of private enterprise and of our capitalist system and the free market. And I believe that there are some things that don't need government intervention. We can have lots of growth in an area without the government lifting a finger and without spending any taxpayer money.
And Chris made the statement, and I would somewhat agree with him, we're 20 years behind. And it's your mindset and thinking that it'll create its own, because it's not. We're not in the game. We're trying to get in the game of partnership. That's a fact. And it's sad.
Well,
because we're not in the game.
Because the government has all the solutions for the free market. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
That's what it sounds like.
You can either get in the game or stay out of it. And I say we get in the game. I just want to bring that up.
Well, just for clarification, the goal is, and it always was, that they would generate revenue in many different forms. A lot of the ways that
you're so childish.
He was there.
No, I'm just saying that a lot of the
childish.
the wages and things like that. Directors get grants and things to help offset that. That's the goal. I mean, that's how a lot of our programs run. We're not to that step yet. I mean, we've got we're on our second director. She's still getting her feet wet. We don't have a full-time office staff. You know, one of the things that I would hope to do, you know, as we move forward with OSU is maybe this person has a strong background in grant writing and knows where to look for those. So those are the things we got to keep working towards. It would be great if it was self-sustainable. But I will say this, I still think that as a county, we need to invest in our economic development department by with actual dollars. And yesterday was a prime example of things happening for Preble County. And I talked to all the hierarchy with Kettering and the contractors, and they had nothing but praise for folks in Preble County that they worked with. They worked with the ED office on some things, and they had nothing but praise. And, you know, so as I did state, we are still behind the game because we didn't get in the game until late on. So,
but Chris, again, the word self-sustainable and generating income or revenue is different. If you go out and you spend, let's just say, if we go out and spend $100,000, okay, and we bring $30,000 in from the Port Authority, that's generating revenue. That's not self-sustainable.
But the point is that you would do that enough that you could offset. You can offset the. Well, how do you know they couldn't?
I just talked to him yesterday, calling. He said if they quit, if the general fund stopped giving them money, they would have 3 to 4 years left, and they would go belly up. That is not self-sustainable. And I'm talking, this is Warren County.
Warren County has plenty of free market plenty of businesses.
Tell him that, because he's their economic development director, and he don't know.
Well,
that.
I'm sure he wants to keep his job.
You call him to tell him. All I'm saying is to play on words, because I'm on the record saying, I just talked to Martin Russell.
He wants to keep his economic development job.
And economic development is not self-sustainable because it has no source of income. Period. It's a great way to improve your county, get business, retain business, improve your workforce. It's not self-sustainable. Can you generate revenue? Well, sure, we saw that this year, and I'm glad that we can put that money back into the economic development program and get more return. But generating revenue and being self-sustainable are two totally different
things. I'm talking about generating that revenue to take less of a burden off of our people that are paying the taxes. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Mr. Anderson, you're here for your monthly meeting?
Yes, sir.
You might make it into that.